Okay, we're going to have our own problems with the Rambam now.
Problems?
Hilchas Parah Aduma Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches. More stringencies. Well, yesterday we had a ton of stringencies that we don't apply on any other types of kachim except for Parah Aduma. We continue with these stringencies. Okay.
Sorry, where was it again, Rabbi?
Chapter 13, Law 8. Kli HaTame. Let's say you have a utensil that is actually Tame. Okay, but something that you couldn't sit on, wouldn't have Tame Midras that we mentioned yesterday, not Tumas of a Zav. But let's say it's Bitame Mace. Let's say something is actually biblically Tame Mace. A utensil or whatever, a kli that's tummy mace. Okay, so now im heinidu hatohar lechatos. If the person who has purified himself to be able to do work with the parah aduma, heinidu just moves it; he doesn't touch it. Nitma, he becomes tummy. Ve'afal pishlo lagoy, even though he didn't touch it. Even though we know that things that are tamei mace are not metamei b'masa, kamosha b'arnu. We already explained that tumas mace does not give a tuma if you're not in the ohel or if you're not touching it. Just moving it does not make you tamei. We've already learned that in great length before in the hilchos of tumas mace.
Yeah.
So then you got this tamei kli, which you haven't touched it, but and it would not. And you, if you moved that kli, you could go bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash afterwards.
Yeah,
but you can't be involved with the parah aduma.
As long as you didn't touch the kli, you just
that's
moved
right.
It.
You just moved it. Tumas mace, just moving doesn't do it. So the question is, cases. Let's have a case. Mafteach shu tumas mace. A key came in contact with a corpse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shahaya Tolu Bidelis, and the key was hanging from the door. Got a door, opens
let's
up.
Let's say it was in the lock. It was in the lock even.
Okay, let's say the key was in the lock. Very good. And you're just pushing the
door. You're just moving the door. The
door's
open, you're just moving
the door.
The
okay. Vesagar Hatar Lechazal, and the guy who was purified to do the parah aduma work ready, just closed the door. He did not touch the key. Since he moved the tamek kli, nitma he is tamei.
Wow.
That's a big stringency, which you don't find by korbanos. Because tuma does not transfer with a kli just by having it move without you touching it. Another example, v'chein im heisides asheretz v'shichva zera, let's say you moved a rodent, or you didn't touch it, or semen, okay, or things like that. Hareis a tamei lechatas, he's tamei for korban chatas. Avishenam atam lasa. It wouldn't make you tamei otherwise.
But you're not touching these things. All you're doing is moving.
That's right.
Kamoshi on another platform.
Kamoshi is bar as it has been, as it will be explained in Hilchos Tumas HaMeis, which in the Rambam's order he'll get to, but we already got to it. Okay. Now, let's move on to another case. Here's a very fascinating case where we talk about the tuma of a zov. If you recall, we learned that if a tumas zov has a tumas maga and maso, if you move something, a zov moves something, he'll be matame it. Mm-hmm. So let's say you a zov is carrying a towel. He'll be matame the towel. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what if there are 10 towels lined up on top of that towel? What's the halacha? All the towels are tummy.
He's carrying them all.
Because it's masa.
He's carrying them all.
Okay. That's straightforward. We understand that. Now, let's reverse this. Okay. One second. Let me get this right. I don't want to get the wrong. I don't want to get it mixed up.
Don't
want to
throw the towel.
Okay. I'm sorry. Give me a minute. So now, one second. Now, that is not Doraisa. Well, let's reverse it.
Okay.
Let's reverse it. He's A Zav is sitting on a towel.
Okay, so that it's, automatically.
It's Matami. He's sitting on a towel on top of a towel on top of a towel on top of a towel.
No, the same thing all
he's
the way down.
He's sitting on top of it. That is Tuma Doiraisa. All of them become Tuma Doiraisa.
Right.
The reverse case that I told you, that there were many utensils, one on top of the other, and he's only touching the... So the only one that's Tuma Doiraisa is the bottom one.
The Raisa, but Rabbana.
The top ones are not Tuma in a Torah, but the rabbis made a decree because if you got not gonna make the ones tummy that are on top, we might not make the ones tummy when he's on top of all. Then you won't make the ones on the bottom tummy.
Right.
Again, when he sits on a whole bunch, Doraisa, they're all tummy all the way through. When he's carrying them, the Zav only makes the bottom one tummy Doraisa. The rabbis came along and made a decree to be matan all
the parjum. This is all.
No, it's really Zav. Zav.
Zav.
They said, so even though whatever he touches is tummy, but the other things, he's not matame, really. He has the tumas maga, the tuma of mishka v'moshav.
Yes.
But just moving it, it's not really tummy. The rabbis made this decree when there's a whole bunch stacked up, because if we not matame the others, we could make a mistake. And when he's sitting on a bunch, we might mistakenly only say he's matame the one that's sitting on, not the ones below. So that's only derabbanan, and that is called tumas madaf, which means literally a shelf. Okay, so that's with azov. Now we apply over here to our case here. That's only with azov. It's only time is done.
That was a bit strange in a way, because just learn the halakhas. Like, I mean,
that's not halakh.
No, the rabbis Paul, made that if I'm just saying that we could add that to anything.
We have this all the time. We've had this so many times already. We decree one thing, less people will associate in the other direction. This is all the time. If we know the halachas, 99% of decrees would be off.
But we said if people were like Shelley, we wouldn't have to have this book.
Right, so, but we're just saying, but it's not like that. People say, well, you know, I saw when the guy was holding all these, only one next to him was Tommy. So I guess the other way it's the same thing. People make mistakes all the time. So anyway, so let's plug it into our case. So this would never use Sinah. Hator lechatos. The guy has purified himself. He's ready to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. But Shenaga Bakalim, he's touching utensils. Sheyulam malamin azov. He's touching the towels that are higher up from where they're
stacked up.
They were stacked up.
Ten stacked up.
It's called madof. Now let's see how far this goes. Okay. Therefore, aval pishu tohar lekodesh. He is allowed if he's only he's allowed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Because why? You have to remember why. The tuma madof. How strong of a tuma can it be?
No.
The guy's touching the bottom, even rabbinically,
yeah.
Okay? He's touching the bottom one.
Okay, so the bottom went up.
The bottom is now, what level tumah is it? The Zav is touching it,
It's a second level.
Rishon.
Yeah, Rishon. He's
and what tumah. About the ones going up the top?
That the best.
Even if it's rabbinic, it's only secondary tumah. But we know the Madaf has a din of a Rishon, and a Rishon is only Matama. Ochlim and Mashkim Bovad, and not a person.
And not Kaylee.
Right? So now, the fact is, these things cannot be Matame, another person. Even though the towels are Tame, it's only rabbinically
Tame. It's rabbinical Tame to begin with.
And it's not even what's mostly going to be as a Rishon, maybe. And a Rishon is only Matame, Ochlim, and Mashkim, and not a person.
Right.
So if a person who has been purified to go and bring a korban.
He could bring the korban.
And he touches one of these towels.
It's not an issue.
He's not tummy. Because it's a Rishon Latuma. Rishon Latuma does not apply to Kachim. It's only rabbinic on top of that. And he could go and bring the korban.
It's not applying to him.
Still nit malachatas. But if he wants to bring a korban chatas, he is tummy.
Well, no, he wants a paraduma.
The paraduma. V'chenk, I keep saying it. V'chenk, kli hator lechatash. Similarly, a utensil that was tor that you need for the paraduma and touches one of these towels on the matav. Nit malachatos is impure, cannot be used for paraduma either.
Got it.
So another example where you could verkachim and go right ahead and do it, but the extra stringency of Pardum. Okay, moving on. We already kind of mentioned some of this. We already know enough information. We've told it to you where it is going to be mainly reviewed. Hatora lechatas, we already said, someone who's ready to go for paraduma. Shenaga ba'ochel mashkim, he touches any food or any drink. Bein tahar and bein tamei, whether it's Torah tameh, it doesn't matter. We already said, shekol ochlin u'mashkim l'gabei chatas ein tahar. We said all food and drinks in relation to paraduma, even though it's 100% tahar, it knocks him out. If inagabem biyado, if he touches it with his hand. Only with his hand. Then it machal gufa, then his whole body is tameh, much as we learned yesterday in the halacha dalet. On the other hand, since there's really no tumah to begin with anyway, so how far can we stretch this already? It's only if he touched it with his hand. But nagam baraglo, if he touched it with his feet, or bishar gufo, or any parts of his body, or shehi sitam biyado, if he moved it with his hands, below nagam and he didn't touch them, then he's tahor. Then he started. Now, yesterday, the case we said with the shoes and the water, we're afraid that the shoe will become tummy. If the shoe becomes tummy, then it could make his body tummy. That's why he said, if he doesn't wear shoes, it's okay. Remember he said, take your shoes off, might touch water. That's not a problem if it touches the foot, only if it goes through the hand. Okay, another case. Let's say he touches a stove with his hand, but it's a stove that's a kli cheres that can never be an avatuma ever.
Right.
You can't contact. He touches any other kalim, okay, that were not purified for achatas, nitmakula becomes tummy touching any of these things. But if he just touched it with his feet, then a reyatar lechatas, he's tar for the paradum kosher as he was, same idea we said before.
So we're saying if he touched it with his foot, meaning his foot without a shoe on,
still okay, because he only will contract the tumah
with
right?
the hand.
Exactly. Right? But if with his feet, it's not a problem. Okay, moving on. Now here's an interesting case.
So we're saying because you can be careful with your hands, therefore you got to be held accountable
only for the hands,
feet,
but not
nobody can expect you to miss everything all the time.
Remember,
so
we're taking this to extremes already, right?
There won't be anybody able to do it.
Okay. I got to remember this halacha is kind of funny.
You know.
They talk about a person who after going out of the mikvah, in certain cases, we don't want you to go and go take a shower afterwards because people are going to. We don't pass in that way, but don't take. I know, don't take a shower
because people. What? You don't take a shower.
We don't let you use water because people are going to think. No, that's not that. They're going to think that that's the only thing you did,
okay.
And they'll think a shower is a mikvah.
No.
You go in the mikvah. You have to go to the mikvah. Now, maim she'uvim, drawn water, is not good to purify you.
Right.
So let's say you went to the mikvah, shower water is maim she'uvim, it's drawn water, it's no good.
Yeah.
So you go in a mikvah, and then you get a shower. Because why? Rabbinically, because you're going to think, oh, I guess you take a shower and you're fine. So therefore, you don't go into a shower.
I think that's all you did, even though the shower's at the mikvah.
Right.
What did they talk about though in brachas with the pouring? That if you pour the
that's nine kavim, whatever. That's yeah. That's true. But we're talking about where you need a mikvah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to say the same thing is going to happen over here. Hatar lechatas. Let's say the guy went to the mikvah. Now he's all good for the paraduma. Shehichnis rosh avrul to mine. Then he puts most of his body into water. Now, what kind of water did he use? Even if it's shinisma lechata, the water that you drew to use for the paraduma, which is obviously you're using it.
Yeah,
pretty good water.
It's good water. It's still nitma. It will still make him tummy because that is mayim she'uvim. That is drawn water. Neishem she'uvim. Umidivre sofrim, and rabbinically we say, Shabba roshavim mayim she'uvim. When you put most of your body into mayim she'uvim after going to the mikvah, you are tome kemoshi, as we already explained. So that would happen anyway, because we'll think that that's all you need. So we're going to say it's metame, you just like Mayim Shuvim, and you might make say, but yeah, but no one's going to think about it over here because this is the water he's drawing for the Pura Duma,
yeah.
Right? But still, it's not, he's going to be tame. Now, insofar as he did all these stringencies, so you figured, now we know there's a group of people called Amaratzim, and we're very suspicious about these fellows, right? And generally speaking, we don't believe them in a lot of things. Let's say in Miser, that they're going to give to my, things like that. So this is a very counterintuitive halacha now. We've just been strict in a million and one ways with Paraduma. Now, what if Amaretz tells you that I'm telling you everything's fine over here with the Paraduma?
I don't believe him.
So you instinctively say, how can we believe this guy?
He doesn't even know the
We don't believe him for regular stuff. Why are we going to believe him when even regular people get in trouble, even though they're not doing anything wrong? And what we're going to see is, since this is so crazy strict,
that's like a truma.
Even the Amaretz is afraid to mess around with that.
Which is like the truma.
That's how it goes. Like with truma.
Yeah, like the truma.
But even though really it shouldn't matter to him, the truma is miso bidei shemayim. Now that's really serious business over here. So we understand why the Amaretz is worried. Here, what's the worst that happens? You messed up the paraduma.
That's pretty bad. But since it's not personally,
it may not personally affect him, but it's like, huh. You know, it's like the secular person who's still fasting Yom Kippur. You know, it's like, okay, everybody knows it. I got to do it. You know, it's like, just like a no-no. Even he's not going to be that far. Why? Because he sees so. If we weren't that strict, if Paraduma was like regular Kachim, then we'd suspect the Amaretz like things we'd suspect him in Kachim. But since Paraduma is so crazy strict, the Amaretz. And now, therefore, we will believe him when he tells us certain things that would make it a kosher for use for Paraduma. Yud Beis, Hakol Ne'emonim Al Taras Achatas. Everybody has believability regarding the purification process for the Paraduma. Vafile Amaretz, even ignorant people who are normally not believed. And they're not makbid in a lot of tumah in Tara. For example, the rabbis made a gzeret if you touch them, your tummy. If you touch an amor, it's your tummy, because we assume they're not careful with tumah and Tara.
Right.
Okay? But over here, if they're going to, and we don't believe them. We don't believe them. Even they tell us, don't worry, Max, you go to the Amoritz pizza shop. And you're a guy who wants to eat kachim up.
You don't go there.
The Amaretz says, don't worry, everything's kosher. Okay. The rabbi came in today, dipped everything in the mikvah. I'm telling you, it's all kosher.
Very good.
No, he shakes your hand. Ah, I'm coming. So still at all.
Cooties.
But here we'll believe him.
It's not a
cute. Because it's so strict. Umalus elishas, when all the high scrutinizing levels we apply to it, hakol nizar, but everybody's going to be careful about it. For he never, because the Torah even says, for hoysol la adas b'nei Yisrael, it shall be for the congregation of Israel for a safeguarding. Meaning, kol Yisrael ruim l'shmira, that all the Jewish people are fit to guard it. Lefikach, therefore, Amaretz shehevi kli mebeiso. If an Amaretz brings a utensil from his house and he says, "I'm going to use this for the paraduma," afilu kli cheres, even a kli cheres which can only be used for a paraduma if it was initially made for a paraduma.
Right.
You have to remember, we already said a regular utensil we assume is not good for a paraduma. Remember we said, a regular that we got to take it to the mikvah
with the special
paraduma. Now, there's a problem with a klicheres.
You can't take it to the mikvah.
It's got to be shattered. So let's say, we know your klicheres was never touched a dead corpse. Never. But it must go to the mikvah.
Yeah. With the intention to use for paraduma as well.
So now, but that won't work for a kli cheres. Kli cheres, the only way it works is it has to have been made with the intention
for paraduma.
For paraduma.
because it can't be switched.
So now that it's made for the intention of paraduma, now you can use it because you can't take it to the mikvah. So this is a really a very strict.
Yeah.
And the Amar says, I'm telling you, I made it from the beginning just for a paraduma.
You believe him?
We're going to believe him. Amar kli zeh tor lachatas, this utensil is good for paraduma. Hareiz et tor, we consider it pure. Umakachiba, we can fill it up with water and put ashes in it. Umasimenu, and sprinkle with it. Va'af al pi she'osa, but even though we will not believe the Amoritz if he gives it us to use this utensil to take blood for a korban. Av al pi she'osa kli tamei lekodesh l'truma. If you want, the Amor says, here, I'm going to give this, you could use it in the Beis HaMikdash for a korban. No, we're not going to believe him for that, because he's not going to be so careful about it, because it's only a korban. But something that's so strict as the paraduma, he's not going to mess up.
Really?
I just went to the mikvah and I want to be involved in the sprinkling business. Or he has some water from a paraduma, water with him. The water is tar, and everybody's believed. A Jew does not denigrate this mitzvah.
That's the Rambam. Sheesh.
Okay, now. We got, it's not even 10 o'clock, so we can move on to the next parak and do another halacha.
Wow.
Okay, another halacha. That's why I prepared another halacha. Again, more stringencies. Remember, Kli Cheres in general, only contracts tumah from the inside. You remember that old rules?
Yeah, actually, contention on the outside is known.
Only if something goes in, if something touches from the outside, it's not tame.
Right.
Something either touches the inside or in the airspace of the inside, or if it's in a house that's tame and it's open on the top of the inside. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the only can contract tuma. We're going to see with paraduma, we're going to be strict with it. Kli cheres, shahaya bo efer chatos, it has ashes of the paraduma in it. Vinagabo sheretz meat seed dough. If a sheretz touches from the side,
it's okay.
Tar. It's tar. Because that we give it the regular rule. She'ein kli cheres mitame migabo afilu gabechadas. Even though we're strict in so many areas, this area we're not. It's not going to be anything as we would, and you know why? Because then we'd have to destroy the kli.
That's right.
So that far, we're not so strict. You can be strict, go to the mikvah again.
Destroy the
what's the worst if you say something's tummy? Okay, it's tummy, right? Okay, so go take it to the mikvah again. Fine. But now you're going to say, to be so strict, to break the guy's clear cares, that far we don't go. Now, however, we're still going to take it to some extremes. What if he niach ha-kli al gavi ha-sheretz? What's you take the kli and put it right on top of a sheretz?
Ouch.
Now, will the kli become tummy?
No.
Even though the kli will not become tummy because it's just from the outside. But here's an interesting stringency, and we'll see why, because of a pasuk. But if there's ashes in it, tummy, it's tummy. How is that? Shenemar, because look what the Torah says about the ashes.
Ashes in the
kli. Even though the kli is tahar, the ashes will be tummy.
Inside.
Sheretz is up. Here's the sheretz. Here's the kli. Here's the ashes.
Inside.
So the kli will be tahar.
And it goes through the kli.
The ashes will be tummy. We're going to see why. Wow. It's a pasuk. We understand the kli is tahar because we don't want to break the kli with astringency.
Yeah,
what about the ashes? Well, that there's a pasuk we have trouble getting around. Because it says, Shenemar, vehiniach, you leave the ashes, michutz lamachana, outside the camp, bimokom tor, it has to be placed on a pure spot.
That's not pure.
It's a mokom tor, it's not a pure spot.
You know, we gave it leniency.
For the pot, it's okay, but it's on top of the tor. For lo al gabi sheretz olad, not even on top of a sheretz. El afil hanicha al gabi ochel. Shani, even if you put it on
the touch the rishon,
that's a shady latuma, and can't make something a shlishi
unless it's truma or maisa.
Right, you can't make a shlishi. Ukiyoytze be midivrehem or mehadvarim. It says mehadvarim shdomas to akala. It's pounding on something that only has a very light tuma, and even the hamis divrei, it only casts a rabbinic tuma. not even a share, it's something, a real slight tuma. Hari nitma hafer, the ash is still tame, shenemar b'makom tahor.
Wow.
It's got to be a Torah place, and the rabbis apply these words in that situation as well. Shelo yeh al shom tuma, can't be at any tuma in the whole world.
Whoa.
Similarly, v'chein kli cheres shayva efer chatas. Now here's an interesting case. You have a kli cheres with ash inside of it. Now we're talking about a house where there's a corpse in it, skylight, and space on the top. Remember? And we said like this. Remember we said, if there's a tefach wide, the tumah goes through.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
It's
right.
Not tefach wide, tumah doesn't go through. Doesn't go through, right? So what do you got? You got a kli cheres with paraduma ash inside of it. Now, where's the word we put it now? V'nasan ala ruba, you put it by the skylight. Shibabai is tummy in a house that is tummy. Now, here's the situation. Im haya kli mishul shobais, if the bottom of the kli dips below the hole and goes into the lower airspace where the mace is. He's starting on the second floor. The corpse is on the first floor.
Okay.
Your thing is on the second floor. There's a hole. Now you're lowering it just a little so the bottom of the kli, the bottom of the kli has entered into the zone of the bottom floor.
Okay, so can I get the situation?
I gave the case very clear.
No, but is the skylight go all the way up to the top of the roof or through the second floor too?
That's what a skylight is.
Okay, good.
It's an opening up to the second floor.
Floors. Okay, good.
So he's saying there's an aruba babayis,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Okay. V'imhoya kli mishulash labayis. If the bottom of the kli dips into the airspace below, but not the whole thing, just the bottom. The top is facing up into the second floor. Nitma ha'efer, the ash is tamei. Afapi shein aruba sech, even though the hole isn't a tefach wa'ayin, and the tumah doesn't go through, and it's the bottom of the kli, and the bottom of the kli, tumah doesn't go into the bottom of the kli. The kli can't be tamei because there's no opening.
Right.
The opening's on the second floor.
Yeah, upstairs.
And the opening is only less than a tefach, so the tumah can't even go through.
To begin with.
Tumah's not going through. The opening's on the second floor. What do you got on the first floor? Just the bottom. The bottom's not makabel tumah.
Still the ashes.
Right? Still, it's going to be, the ashes will be tamei. V'im lo haya mishul shel. What if it was
not dipped in?
Im hayaruv hazeh, but what if the opening is now a tefach?
Now it is tamei because the tumah.
Then tamei because the tumah now goes into the whole aruba
up to the skylight,
up through it, and then it goes inside the thing and it's metamei completely. And let's do one more line because it's a continuation of that.
No, I think doesn't metamei the whole vessel? It just metameis the ashes inside.
No, the ashes inside were tamei even before. In the case before. Right?
But you said there's a skylight on top.
It means an opening. It's an opening. That's what a skylight means.
I realize opening. That. Is it opening on the second floor too or no?
That's what it's opening to. It's
no,
opening.
No, I mean on the roof of the second
floor. No, forget about the roof.
Okay.
We're talking about the opening from the first floor to the second floor.
100%
we're never talking about any opening on top of the second floor.
Got it.
So that makes it tummy.
100%.
Now, what if Hoya HaKlisho Evan, what if the utensil is made out of stone? It's not makabel tuma at all, even rabbinically, not inside, not outside.
The offer has to be
tummy. Doesn't matter if the opening is a tefach wide bench aimbow, ha'efer tar, the ash is tar when it's not dipping in.
Right.
If it's on top, it's okay. But if it dips in, then the ash will be tummy as well. And that's calling it for the night. Goyach. Maybe we could do. Okay, Shkoyach, guys.